We're talking about his boyness. His boyness. Page Reshayin Aleph. Reshayin B. His boyness. Paying attention to what's going on. Reshayin B. It's the yisoid of everything in life. To pay attention. That's the way Chazal set us up. To pay attention. Ami lo his boynon. That's the critique on Klal Yisrael, which brought about the Chum Beis HaMikdash. We didn't pay attention to what we're doing. Or we didn't pay attention to the world around us. We were looking, the last two times we're talking about more, pay attention to the world around you. Pay attention even to something like a tree. We passed by a tree. If you ask the average person, did he see a tree that day? He wouldn't even be able to tell if he saw a tree. But a tree is one of those amazing creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, set up in a fashion as a factory producing carbon dioxide, part of the oxygen, carbon dioxide cycle. That's in the leaves of that complex machines. And the roots, it has nitrogen processing, nitrogen fixation, important for life in the world, working together with all kinds of bacteria, which we don't even see. And then it has the root system, drawing up from the ground, not just the water, different nutrients and different minerals that make up the food we eat. We wouldn't have those minerals. We wouldn't have any fruit, no vegetables. Just have water and wood. That's one example. This boynin. Be'etzem, the takon of Chazal to say brachas, help us with that. Make a bracha. Every time you make a bracha, it's supposed to be because you're paying attention to what's happening. The problem is the Esau is very powerful. Chazal gave us all these great tricks. If we use them 100 times a day, you're paying attention to something Hashem gave you. Go to the bathroom, pay attention to the amazing body that Hashem gave you. That processes everything that goes into your body. When we have in our day and age right now, there's a lot of people, fortunately, that are suffering from different levels of fear. Fear? What changed? So now everybody assumed the world, everything is known, and now we see there's a lot of unknowns. Now, if somebody was mizboinin, you would see there was always the same amount of unknowns as we have today. So it's always lots of unknowns, but we have something that is known, that somebody created this world, called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He created us for us to survive. And then when we're born in war, wow, the mess, the forces for our bodies to work, that is a very complicated thing. If you're the nervous type, then, and you're misborn, you're in big trouble. If you're misborn in half, you've born all the potential things that could happen to you, you would never eat anything. Put food into my mouth. First of all, covered with bacteria and viruses, and it's a good chance it will kill me. I mean, operating when you put something of that level of sanitary cleanliness, they fight, you get put in jail for that. It's not sterile. Okay, get past that. And then I show you over, there's a guy in America called Howard Hughes. He was a multi-billionaire, died about 50, 60 years ago. And he had a very unfortunate death. As he got older, he got a certain nishigas, a fear of bacteria and viruses. And he was not willing to go anywhere because he was afraid he was going to be attacked by these viruses. He had a whole system in his house. He was afraid to eat. And they found him dead in his room, emaciated completely. He was afraid to eat. He was smart. He was afraid to eat. But he missed half the picture. As half the picture is, it is something very risky. But it's a risk we go through every time, any time of the day. And we rely on the precision creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order for the food to go down also, you could choke on every time you swallow. But yeah, that little thing over there goes, covers up your trachea. How does it know to do that? If it forgets to do that, you choke. It's not just like a rubber band that gets pushed by the food. When the food goes in the mouth, it activates all kind of receptors and goes into the brain and tells all the muscles over there, okay, guys, let's go over to this side. And then you have to go back to the other side, otherwise you're gonna also stop breathing. Anyway, everything's very complex. So if you're mizboinin in the whole picture, that there are a lot of things that can cause us to have fear. But together when we're mizboinin, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Hashem is the one who created the world, and He gave me everything in life, then I feel in good hands. Things are under control. Hashem, Yitkei Vovke, Hashem Havaya. It's a shame that Hashem created the world to exist. He wants us to exist. He wants me to live. And if anyone wants to live in the Jewish people, whether I'm grateful for Kodesh Vokal, the one is born on this, the more peace of mind we have. It's important in these days and ages that there are all things that cause us concern, to be even more so thankful for what we have, more appreciative for what we have. When we say the Maidan, how could the same Maidan we said a month ago be like the Maidan we say today? Say, what do you mean? So much tzaras in the world. Oh, what about that? With all the tzaras, I'm alive and well. And most of nothing's happening to me. Be thankful for that. And if not, I'm inspired that all the tzaras that happen should stop. We're not thinking we don't want the situation. David HaMelech was mechadish something called Tehillim. And the name Tehillim is praises. Praises. A book of praises. Even though a lot of it is tefillahs. And it's even maybe a contradiction because Mizmer Ayin Beis at the end says, Kolo tefillahs, tefillahs. So the Nisha. So are they tehillahs or tefillahs? So one of the psukim in the Tehillim says, Mahulal Ekra. Oh, let's see if I find it. Yeah. Mahulal Ekra. I'm going to call out my hilul, my praises. Hashem, umin oivai ivoshteha. I'm going to call out in praise to Hashem, and He will save me from my enemies. So the pasuk seems to be backwards. It should say He will save me from my enemies, and then I'll praise Him. So in another Mekadosh Tosef Chiddush, that if I praise Hashem, that in itself protects me from my enemies. It's the Mizmor Yudches pasuk Dalet. The more we pay attention, the more we praise Hashem, the more we thank Hashem, the closer we are to Hashem, and that creates a special protection. Okay, let's see something inside today. Vad Hashlishi, page Ayin Reish Beis. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Imoli Leidit Torah Yidim Lemeidim Tzniyas Mechatul. The Gemara Avon says that the Torah would not tell us that Tzniyas, we could learn Tzniyas from modesty from a cat, and Gezel stealing to learn from an ant. And the ants steal, they don't steal from one another. Arayis Meyoina, learn about being trustworthy to your mate. You can learn from the pigeon, from the dove. There is mitanico.
Yeah.
What's the sneeze of the chatul? It doesn't excavate in front of people and covers off its soil. The ant, one doesn't steal from the other one. Yeah. And the pigeon is as a couple. So the Gemara thing basically that it's a natural thing to pay attention to what's going around you and learn things from it. Pay attention to all the amazing things.
Yeah.
As you look at a bird, and you see all the amazing things Hashem put into the bird, the ability to fly, which is a very complex thing. And you see these birds, they come in once a year. Where are they coming from? They're halfway, Eretz Yisrael is halfway from the south to the north. These birds are going on their 2,000 mile, or however many thousands of miles, 20,000 miles, whatever the number is. Roots from south to north. How do they know how to do it? Hashem gives every Bria the instincts it needs to survive, even if it's very complex.
Yeah.
So he's saying there's so much to learn from around us. It's a type of mind training to pay attention to what you see. By the way, you could also mizboinen what not to do, not only the wonderful things. If you ever expose the person that gets angry, and if maybe they happen to be getting angry at you, so you could just get upset and scream back or whatever else. And there's another way of doing it. Aside from everything else, just look at this guy. What's happening to the guy? A guy who was intelligent a few minutes ago, suddenly his pulse is going up, his face is getting red, his voice is starting to get very loud, and he starts saying things that he's definitely going to be embarrassed about in a few minutes of what he said. Be misbehaving. This is what happens when a person gets angry. Do I want to be like that person? Instead of just looking at everything and, well, did I gain from it or lose from it, which is the way most people think. I lost from it. The guy got upset with me. I have to see how to get him back or whatever. Also, learn from it. Learn from others' mistakes. We don't have to do all the mistakes ourselves. We're entitled to learn from others' mistakes. He was blaming. Well, what caused him to get so angry? Because I didn't agree with him. So what? What's the big deal? He believes that he's God. And you're not allowed to disagree with God. He thinks he's running the world. One second. If that's the case, that means that when I'm getting angry, it's the same thing. I think I'm running the world. Well, that's a very embarrassing thing to think. Very foolish. And make a fool out of myself just because I think I'm running the world when it's not even true. So, I'm saying, That's an important part of life, is paying attention to things. Like I said, he's going, the Mashgiach is going to a more far-reaching than the average person would do, to watch a cat thing, it's cleaning its fur, see there's a concept of cleanliness. That's really a higher level. But like I said, we have built into our system is boneness. Every bracha we make is put there. Don't just say the bracha. Think a second. Pay attention to what you're doing. It's a Birch Hanenim. Look at this amazing thing Hashem created for me. Birch Hamazon. I just had the food, like we said. Asher Yotze. My body's amazing. And a mitzvah, we do also every mitzvah. Asher Kishon Mitzvah. We were chosen from all the nations of the world. Be the Am Hashem. He gave us the mitzvah. Nobody else has the opportunity to do mitzvahs. It's a tremendous food that we have. That's the idea of the prophets. You hear lightning. You see a lightning. You hear a thunder. You get a little shaken up and go onward with life. Or you say, no, I see the power of Hashem. It makes a completely different type of life. And it gives a quality of life. Everybody's looking for quality of life. When we take things for granted, then our quality of life is pretty lousy. Because we don't really appreciate what we have. And when something doesn't go our way, we get upset. So focusing more on what we don't have than what we do have is a very unpleasant way of going through life. But if we build up this concept of this bonus within ourselves, pay attention to all the good things that are going around you and appreciate them. You'll enjoy life much more. They asked the Kuzari Melech, asked the Chochem, what's his business about making a brocha before you eat? That story I love from the English guy who made a brocha on his apple in the underground. Underground is what they call it. Underground. And some guy walks up to him and says, sir, could you please tell me what you told your apple before you ate it? Yeah, no, I don't mean that you talk to Hashem before you eat an apple. What does Hashem have to do with his apple? It grew from the tree. Talk to your apple. It's a new thing. Yeah, that's it. But by us, talking to Hashem before eating the apple. And then the apple says, the Guzari says that after you make a bracha, you enjoy the food more. You enjoy the food more. You appreciate it. You should, like a cow doesn't appreciate the food. You're going to... You have it already. A special gourmet restaurant for your cow. You pay $100 per portion. So the owner of the cow may feel that, wow, I'm a cool guy. I'm paying $100 for my cow's food. Cow couldn't care less. He just eats it the same. Because there's not a safe to appreciate what went into it. The reason why people pay so much money for the gourmet things is because they know, yeah, I'm paying because I got the top chef in the country and he used this type of spice. He doesn't taste it, doesn't see it. But he knows it's something special. When you appreciate something, so for us, when we anything we eat, we make a bracha beforehand, we're saying, Keinu Melech HaOlam, this a gift from the great HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech HaOlam, the greatest of all kings. Imagine if the king of England, in the days that people looked at as the COVID, would send you a personal gift. Wow, I'm special. I got a gift from the king. You wouldn't even eat it. You just put it on the showcase for everyone to see. So that's the way we look at it. Every time we eat something, there's a special gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's tailor designed for me with all the nutrients in it that are necessary, with the texture, with the color, with the shape.